Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
So over the weekend, I made a big change to myself, which was my hair. I have never really changed my hair color, but I was sitting at lunch with a girlfriend on Saturday, and I was like, well, I'm tired of the same old, same old. I've never really colored my hair completely. So I was like, let's just go to the salon. I'm going to get something done. And I just told the person who was doing my hair, just put some blonde in it. Well, she ended up putting a lot of blonde in it, and I came out a blonde, and I loved it and was super excited. I felt really good about it. I went out and bought a new outfit. So I had this cute blue dress on. It was like, it really enhanced my hair, made me look tan. I had new shoes on. I went and bought a new pair of shoes, and then it was out with the girls that night. So I knew I had plans with my girlfriends on Saturday night.
Fun.
So we start at dinner, and then we move over to a bar where there was a ton of good-looking guys at this bar. Holy moly. I've never seen so many good-looking guys.
Huh?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't
big
know about this place.
Fest.
Oh, my God. It was fantastic, though. I mean, we were just enjoying ourselves, some live music, having some drinks, and just catching up with really good girlfriends on Saturday night and just feeling really good about myself. I'm like, I look hot tonight, getting these different stares and these different looks. My friends are complimenting my hair, and I'm feeling great.
It's so important to leave the house when you've got at that particular point of confidence, you know, when you look in the mirror and you're like, okay, I am feeling really good about myself. Do not take a second look.
Just leave the house immediately with that attitude.
Because it will cover you the rest of the night, and then avoid all mirrors for the rest of the night if you can.
That's fine.
Yes. Well, I didn't even want to avoid any mirrors. I mean, my girlfriends were complimenting me and then just getting different looks, and I felt good about myself. I was like, I look hot tonight. And then I didn't get hit on once, and I was like, well, they're staring at me. I'm like, I feel good. I mean, I look good. I mean,
you're getting the glances. You're
seeing
them.
I'm getting the glances. I'm smiling. I'm making eye contact with all these guys, and I leave the bar with my friend to go home for the night, and I did not get hit on once that night.
Like, No one approached you, not a drink.
Like, they're intimidated?
Was it just one friend that you went with, or a group?
There was a group of us.
I think that could have been it.
There was five girls at a table, so.
It takes a strong man to approach the whole pack, but if you're a lone wolf, we think that we could probably survive that.
We've heard that it's three, right? The proper number to go out with is three, because a guy will approach you because he feels like your friend has somebody else to talk to.
He can isolate the weakest.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, at some points I was at the table with one of my girlfriends because everyone would scatter and then they would come back together and then one other person would leave. So, I mean, I was there probably with one other girlfriend at some point in the night.
If you're looking to be hit on, Wendy, you have to remember what we learned on the safari at Walt Disney World.
Oh, my God. What are you about to say?
I'm nervous.
Go ahead.
This is our relationship we've built to this point. Oh, God, Jeff, what?
The baby elephant is the one who's alone, is the one who can get snatched up. If you're in a whole pack of elephants, there's danger.
Well, I was the baby elephant.
So if you're a poacher, you go after the baby?
The poachers aren't going to approach the whole pack.
Simba won.
So,
no, okay, anyway, so Wendy, did you ever get up from the table?
I mean, I got up at different points from the table, but I mean, I was left by myself at one point and was like looking at guys, and I'm like, this is the night I'm not gonna buy any guy a drink. This is the night I'm not gonna go up and approach any guys because I'm tired of being the person approaching guys. I want somebody to approach me, and I'm tired of that. So when I left the bar, I was so disappointed, and I went into the night feeling so great about myself, but not even one hi, how's it going?
Maybe your mojo meter's off or something.
Maybe it is. Maybe it wasn't as hot as I thought it was.
Well, the reason I asked if you got it from the table, and I want to ask these guys, if she'd gotten up from the table of five and went to the bar to buy her own drink and was hanging out there for a second, would that have been an easier target, so to speak?
Definitely,
for you?
But that
happened. Like, I did go buy my drink at the bar by myself, and it was just like kind of like a mood killer. And I'm like, why is this such a mood killer when I went into the night feeling so great about myself, so great about my new look, so great about being with friends, and then all of a sudden, as soon as I left the bar, I was like so disappointed.
877-588-BERT 877-588-2378. Here is Ryan. Good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Great, great. I have a comment for Wendy. I believe that you were just looking overly attractive that night. And I know as a guy, my friends, when we see a gorgeous young lady out, we just feel intimidated and say, well, you know, obviously we can't walk up to her because she's looking for something else, not us.
Your message is really going to screw up a lot of women right now. So what you're saying is there's got to be some kind of balance between looking too good and looking good somewhere in the middle there?
There has to be.
Yeah.
It's like that movie, She's Out of My League.
I agree with that because if you left the house, like, you know, you say you check out in the mirror and if you do the Burt trick or you get, you know, a little cocky as soon as you see yourself and then you never look again, you're like, I look good. And you've got.
Did you just snap, like you snap your fingers at yourself in the mirror, like little
gun? You have
gun.
To give yourself a little. Also.
You don't do the gun. That's
little Mentos. Ding, ding. Gleam in your teeth.
The gun is cheesy. You just snap.
For so women, anyways, it's like pushing out your lips.
Little pout.
Yeah. Little pout look. I think it looks cute.
But the thing is, women have a different strut that they use that screams unapproachable.
But Wendy doesn't have that.
But she may have. Like, she's got her new hair. She's feeling cocky. Yeah. She says she's wearing a hot dress.
That could have been it.
You know, she says she's looking good in the dress. She's feeling good about herself. So she should have tripped.
Yeah.
So you should have been a little clumsy.
How long have we known each other and been working with each other?
For a while. A couple of years
now. I have never seen Wendy in an arrogant moment or in a, like, an overly cocky moment.
It's a swagger. It's this confident, like, you know, probably got some hot shoes on, wearing a hot dress, boobs are out, head's held high, I got a new look.
But wouldn't you want to approach a woman like that?
Nope.
Yes and no. You want a woman with confidence, but not a woman that's untouchable.
Okay. I don't think I was appearing untouchable. I mean, we were just having a good time, just smiling, laughing, joking.
Hey, Rebecca, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Good morning. Hi. I love this show, by the way.
Thank you.
We're good.
But, I totally agree with the last caller. All my best friends are guys, and, you know, we always talk crazy talk. And they agreed with that whole thing. If you look too good, they're intimidated. It don't matter how good the guy looks. They're scared of you.
Then screw the guys that are going to come up to you. Do you really want a dude that doesn't have sack enough to come up to you because you're looking that good? Honestly, right?
Well, and I think Wendy, her expectations of a man are one that would have, as you say, the sack to come and talk to her. Because, I mean, Wendy is very much a traditionalist. She very much wants a man to come up and approach her and buy her a drink and ask her out. And, you know, and if a guy can't do that, then, you know, he's not going to live up to what she needs.
Hannah, good morning. You're on The Burt Show. Hi.
Hi. I was just curious because I was listening. I mean, we all know how it feels when, you know, you feel really great when you're getting ready to go out and feel awesome about yourself. But I was curious if perhaps the confidence you had going into the night was almost false. Because you felt so awful about yourself because nobody approached you. I mean, if you weren't able to feel confident because nobody came up to you, then perhaps you were giving that off to begin with, that you really weren't that confident.
Whoa.
Maybe because, I mean, when I walked out of the bar, of course, I was like...
You were certainly less confident when you walked out of the bar.
I was a little deflated. I won't lie. I had the discussion with my friend on the way back to the house. I was like, well, what did I do wrong this time? I'm like, I was in a pretty awesome mood.
I want to go back to something you mentioned at the beginning of the conversation was eye contact.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like you're good at that?
I think so.
Because I feel like that can be like the winning tactic with like any guy in any situation or whatever, is that eye contact where you're like open and friendly and confident and smiling and like sort of welcoming, not the I'm going to look at you and then look away and then look at you and then look away, or not the like, you know, overly sexual eyes, like just a really like open, friendly look, I think, at a guy can be a welcome invitation to come over and talk to you.
And there are some dudes also that just have to be hit over the head with a hammer for them to get it. Like,
maybe.
When I was so insecure when I was out. I mean, you seriously would have had to have your tongue in my throat before I knew you were interested in me. I
Gross.
Had no idea. Like, you could be sending me over drinks and I would have just assumed they were for somebody else. There are some dudes that just... they go too far one way or too far the other way. Then there are the guys, obviously, that just because you're in the room with them, they automatically assume that you're attracted to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I don't know where the balance is.
I got to work on this.
I don't know.
The Burt Show. Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos.
When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.